1:4. Oh, 1 John 1:1-4. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our own eyes, which we have looked upon, and our own hands have handled concerning the word of life. The life was manifest, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life, which was with the Father and was manifest to us. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. John was with Jesus. He experienced it all. He was assured. He knew that he knew that he was the Son of God, and he was the Savior. John is speaking in the absolute terms because he was there. John goes on in 1 John 5:13-20, and tells us as believers there are five things that we should be certain of. In other words, we should know that we know these things. First John 5:13 says this: "These things I have written to you, you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life." So know that you have eternal life. That's the first thing. 1 John 5:14. "Now this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, whatever we ask, we know that we have petitions with him we have asked." Know that you know that God answers prayer according to his will. 1 John 5:18. "Know that whoever is born of God does not sin, but he who has been born of God keeps himself, and the wicked one does not touch him." Know that you have victory over sin and the devil. 1 John 5:19. "We know that we know we are of God, and the whole world lies under the sway of the wicked one. Know that you know that you belong to God." And lastly, 1 John 5:20. "And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding, that we may know him who is true. We are in him who is true, and his Son Jesus Christ. This is the true God and eternal life." Know that you know Jesus is the true God. The question we must ask ourselves now is, do we know that we know? Or do we just know? Even the unbeliever knows Jesus. Even Muslims, they know Jesus. They know who Jesus is. The Hindus, they know Jesus. Matter of fact, they think he's a prophet, but they don't call him the Son of God. So if you're here today and you don't know that you know that you're even saved, that's the first step. I want you to come up here right now, and we're going to pray for you. And you're going to get saved today. And if you're not, and there's fear in your life, then you come and see one of us, any believer. They just need to ask if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if he's in your heart, you know he died for your sins, and that he rose to eternal life. That way we get the same benefit. Amen. Father, we come to you this morning. We thank you, Father, for the sacrifice of Jesus Christ, Father. We thank you, Father, that we can come boldly to your throne, Lord, in the confidence, Father, that we know that we know that Jesus Christ is Lord. We know that we know, Father, that you have given us the Holy Spirit, and you have not abandoned us, Lord. We are here, Lord, and we are here in your presence. We thank you, Father, for all you are and all you've done and the sacrifice of Jesus Christ this morning, Father. We remember him, Father, in doing these things in Jesus' name. We can go ahead and partake.